You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
First you say hello, then you get mellow. Mustn't be lazy, gotta be crazy. Once you get started, here's what happened to you. Well, shake it and you break it and you hold it, rub it and you stomp it and you hold it, sing it and you sing it and you hold babe, hop it and you pop it and you hold babe. The world turns upside down when you holler, oh babe. Well, you boogie and you woogie and you hold babe, tussle and you hold babe, wiggle and you giggle and you oh babe, you shuffle and you scuffle and you oh babe. The world turns upside down when you holler oh babe.
The Benny Goodman Sextet, as requested by my friend Lloyd out in Amsterdam. Oh, babe, 1950, and I made it fit. Yes, indeed. I made that fit into the show, and I said I would, and there it is for Lloyd. And I'm not sure who's. I have no list of personnel. I don't even have a discography for stuff from 1950. I just was able to determine that it was from that year, Oh Babe, and it was originally on Columbia 39045, which is, I've probably got a red label on it. But there it is, and I like it. It's very nice. And we're going to have severe chronological whiplash now with Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra. And in 1917... I like this, too. This is, by the way, if you eat this stuff, you're going to be healthy because this is the best stuff for you. You know, a little more of the latter and less of the former, but you open a can of this stuff, you know, it's not the worst thing you could eat. But it's a good tune as well. Pork and beans.
Thank you.
Isham Jones's Orchestra in 1924, a Roy Bargy tune, Get Lucky, and Roy did play with Isham, but not on that record, apparently, according to the American Dance Band discography. But that's a Roy Bargy selection, and it's very jazzy indeed. It's hot stuff. And since Roy Bargy is on the menu tonight, William Eckstein, Nice and Nifty, with, you know, both beginning with K. So that's, you know, somebody didn't get the typos out, but that's how it was spelled on the record, even Roy Bargy's record on Victor. Knice and Knifty, 1923, that was a silver tone. And by looking at the label, you can faintly see the numbers, which would indicate that it was a Pathé Actuel. However, there is not that telltale rumble, so I'm mystified. I wonder where that was recorded, because it doesn't sound like every other Pathé I've ever heard. And I'm just assuming it's from 23, because it's very tough to track these masters down. But that's what we have. Before that, Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra, Pork and Beans, 1917. And that's a good side no matter where you go. You know, you go to some of these fast food joints, like some of the ones on the thruway, if you order the pork and beans, you're all right. Don't order anything fried. The pork and beans will get you through, and even mashed potatoes and gravy, but don't touch the fried stuff. And that reminds me a little bit of the music that Ernie Kovacs used on his program, although it's not quite the same tune, which I believe was, I think it was the Chinese Blues. And it's not, or Rialto Ripples, depending on which one you you remember. But there's you know, the great set of his stuff out there too from Shout Factory, and I'm going to look at that later when I get it. And boy, got to see something good. I'm not watching the royal wedding. I have to watch something once in a while, and occasionally you have to turn on the TV just to keep it from atrophying. This is Radiola, and we don't let our TV atrophy that much, but mostly we do. And between the Ernie Kovacs that's coming in and the Vitaphone shorts we're watching, that's enough. Those are from Warner Brothers. Try those. They're great. We're going to continue now with Radiola, and they're not really plugs. They're kind of plugettes. The Deep River Orchestra, which was conducted at that point by Willard Robeson, no vocal. This has one of those. This is one of those Nacio Herb Brown type things that you would often hear in this era, 1928. But here it is, and it sounds too much like exercise for me. But if only just one. If you have more than one, then it's, you know, it's exercise. But here's Jumping Jack. Thank you.
everyone knows my suppressed desire. I suppose that you'd like to know who she is, but I'll never tell. Here's the reason, it's plain to see, she just doesn't belong to me. Now you know why she is my suppressed desire. If you have somebody you love secretly, then that's the secret of it all, you see. I'm so happy when I retire, my heart flares like a blazing fire, while I'm dreaming about my suppressed desire.
Isham Jones again, 10 years after the one in the previous set, China Boy, 1934. Great version of that. Oh, boy, I like that. And before that, we had Coon Sanders Orchestra, Carlton A. Coon, singing that My Suppressed Desire, 1928. And you have to get that. That's a bug you really have to get out. If you have one of those, that's time to, you know, catharsis would help or something, or, you know, take a get in a hot tub, do something, you know, have a drink, whatever. Before that, the Deep River Orchestra, Willard Robinson, Jumping Jack, 1928. And, yes, it sounds like you could exercise to that. It's step aerobics, perhaps. I don't know. Maybe. This is Radiola, and we don't exercise any more than we have to, which is visible to the naked eye, but only when we're naked. And I'm Andy Sr., and I guarantee you I'm not. Here's Harold Scrappy Lambert, as it says on the label, on Brunswick, 1929. Speaking of Hollywood and Nacio Herb Brown and all that wonderful stuff, here's Broadway Melody. Well, the lights are shining, so let's go look.
There may be sweets that have their sorrow, a tear today, a smile tomorrow. But there's a sweet that lives in glory. It always tells the same old story. Don't bring a frown to old Broadway. You've got to clown on Broadway. Your troubles there are out of style, for Broadway always wears a smile. A million lights may flicker there, a million hearts beat quicker there. No skies of gray on the great white way, that's the Broadway melody.
Along the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I will meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Till I'm sure I'll meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Maybe I will meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure I'll meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love.
Cider, sweet as apple cider, sweeter than all I know. In silvery moonlight, our love will whisper so soft and low. Oh, it seems so can live without you. Listen, oh honey, do Ida, I idolize you. I love you, Ida, indeed I do.
Mills Brothers, early on in their Decca career, Ida, Sweet as Apple Cider, Eddie Leonard's tune from 1934, and they were still, that was before they started to get really overly, you know, they were still kind of in their Brunswick mood in that one, and very, very good stuff indeed, and of course they always had to put on the label that they weren't using any instruments, so I don't know why people were feeling cheated or not. Maybe if they had been using instruments, they wouldn't have felt cheated. I don't know. But just to let them know, there's no instruments in there except the guitar. Sophie Tucker, 1928, originally on OK, I believe, pressed on Parlophone. The OK pressing probably sounds a little better if you find a nice one. This is a little crunchy, but not too bad, and certainly the selection is worth playing. The Gershwins, 1928, The Man I Love, beginning with Harold Scrappy Lambert, full name on his label. Scrappy was I don't think it was his actual middle name, but there it was. Broadway Melody, 1929, from the film of the same name. This is Radiola, which is the show of the same name, is the one I do. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm the and that's who I am. From the host of the same name. Now we're going to get some of those bugs that haven't gotten out. We're gonna finally get those out with a few selections that might reflect that. The Royal Castilians again, 1934. Atira Gattucci was the leader, as I managed to determine through my discographical searches. 1934, In the Madness of the Rumba. So, let yourself go. Thank you. Red Norvo in his swing octet, 1935. Bug House, and they're all coming out there. Oh, boy, and some good ones in there, too. You had Chew Berry, and you had Bunny Berrigan. Oh, what a great group. What a marvelous group that was. And that was a reissue on Brunswick. I think it was originally Columbia D series. Very nice sound on that. Andy Kirk and his Clouds of Joy, and that great piano playing you heard was Mary Lou Williams, of course. 1936, Moton Swing, which is, of course, based on the chords of You're Driving Me Crazy, which would have something to do with Bug House and perhaps even In the Madness of the Rumba. So don't get mad, get even. 1934 was when Madness of the Rumba was recorded by the Royal Castilians. And that was a perfect 78. And I think it played at 80, but there it is. I'm finding this week, by the way, most of the things I transferred going back through, anything Decca's and the early Brunswick's and even some of the Harmonies and all the early Columbia's, everything was coming out at 80 RPM. So I'm not even going to say 78 anymore because it's, you know, it's a misnomer. And this is Radiola, and that's no misnomer. This is what I do. I'm Andy Senior, and that's my real name too. So go with that. We're gonna you know kind of wind down here with the Red Norvo again. But I like this stuff. Here he is with the orchestra and Mildred Bailey, and this is basically her record, although it's his orchestra. In 1938, and sounds like she's having fun there on her vacation, weekend of a private secretary.
I went to Havana on one of those cruises for $49.50 to spend a few days. I went to Havana to look at the natives, to study their customs, their picturesque ways. In searching for some local color, I ran across a Cuban gent, and he was such a big sensation, I forgot the population. He showed me the city, he taught me the customs. My trip to Havana was quite a success. We had Bacardi, I forgot the clock, so we were tardy in returning to the dock. So I delayed it, even dropped my shawl. The Cuban made it as they gave the final call. Darn it all.
Thank you.
want you, but I guess that I love you. For you've got me right in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I'd forgive you, but I just can't forget you. When you've got me right in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Well, I ought to mark you off my list, but when you come a knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. Yes, yes, I don't want you, but I'd sure hate to lose you. Well, you've got me right in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Oh, I should hate you, but I guess that I should love you. Well, you've got me right in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Oh, I forgive you. Oh, baby, I can't forget you. When you got me right in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Well, I'm gonna mark you off my list. When you come a-knocking at my door, face bound to give my heart a twist, and I'll come crying out loud for more. Oh, baby, I don't want you, but it looks like I'm gonna lose. Well, you got me right in between that old devil, the devil and the deep blue sea.
Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, Patricia Norman, singing Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, and she was getting jazzy there. The whole band was. It would almost make you think it wasn't Eddie Duchin, but in fact it was. The other side of that recording is infamous. And for a very good reason. And you know, if you send the kids to bed, maybe next week or the week after, I might break it out and play it for you. But I like that a lot, and that's actually listed in Rust as a jazz record. And then he mentions about the supposed problems with the other side. But if you listen closely, you know, it still sounds pretty bad. but it was a good record anyway. Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, that was before that. Weekend of a Private Secretary with Red Norvo, Mildred Bailey. And, yes, very nice stuff. And this is Radiola, and I want to thank you very much for listening and for spending this this hour with me trying to get the bugs out and get them to work. Get them, you know, they could be typing, too. That's with Mike Archie and that. And I figure that would be a good thing for bugs to do if you can get them writing on, you know, why go with unskilled labor? They're more skilled than most people. So, and I'm Andy Senior, and I endorse that statement. We're going to finish up with Ukulele Ike, Cliff Edwards, in 1930, one of his most famous ones, and I felt it was time for this. It's a sweet one, and I gotta give you something nice. I'll see you in my dreams.
Though the days are long, twilight sings a song of the happiness that used to be. Soon my eyes will close, then I'll find repose. And in dreams you're always near to me. I'll see you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charms. Lips that once were mine, tender eyes that shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dreams. Thank you. took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charm. Lips that once were mine. Tender, pretty brown eyes that shine. And they will light my lonely way tonight.